Welcome everybody to Vince Russo Before My Head Explodes. For those of you who don't know me, I am Vince Russo. I was a former head writer for the WWE during the Attitude Era. I was their head producer. I was an on-air talent at WCW. I was even WCW World Champion for a day. Were you? How is everybody doing today? Right now, it is Thursday, January 9th. It's about 10:15 at night here in Colorado. This show should have dropped by now. I like dropping this show at about midnight New York time. I am a little late, but I promise you there is a good reason for that. Man, in my podcasting day to day, I record a lot of shows. I have two platforms, russosbrand.com, patreon.com/russotwc. I do a lot of work for Sportskeeda. Always active on Twitch. Do a show with Jonathan Coachman right here, the Coach and Bro Show. So I am constantly working, and some days are light, some days are very heavy. Today, this is my seventh podcast. I started podcasting at about 7:30 this morning. This is the last and final podcast I'm going to do for the day. And it is almost 10:30. So do the math. 7:30 to 10:30. What is that? 15 hours. I am working on a 15-hour day right now, but I am very structured. And this show drops midnight every Tuesday and every Friday, and here I am. And there is a lot to talk about tonight. You know, guys, I tell you all the time, man, I am an entertainer. This is a podcast based on entertainment. Entertainment, whether it's professional wrestling, whether it's sports, whether it's television, whether it's music. Entertainment is not life and death. And entertainment is simply an escape for us to get away from our day-to-day, even for just 5 or 10 minutes a day. We can go put on a game. We can watch a movie, watch our favorite television show, and just forget what we're dealing with in our lives. It's just an escape. Entertainment is not important. And I tell people this all the time because there are a lot of people, man, people I used to work with in the wrestling industry. Hundreds and hundreds of fans who take wrestling way, way too seriously. It means everything to them. It is their life. They are obsessed with it. And, you know, it's not just wrestling, man. A lot of people could be obsessed with a pop singer, a Taylor Swift. A lot of people could be obsessed with a sports franchise where a form of entertainment is just taking over their life. It means everything to them. When the reality of it is, it means absolutely nothing. It means zero. And why am I bringing that up today? I'm bringing that up today because, man, for the last 3 days, I cannot take my eyes off of what's going on. To the people in LA and the surrounding areas with these out of control, apocalyptic, raging wildfires that are just killing people, devastating houses, forcing people to leave their cars right smack on the highway just to get out of town. To date, 2,000 structures have been destroyed. People's homes, their personal belongings, their mementos, things that really meant a lot to them, personal belongings. Who knows how many precious, precious, precious animals. This is a absolute tragedy. And this is real life. These are the things that really matter. You know, a couple of years ago here in California, this fire spread, I think it was New Year's Day, pretty quickly. And it wiped out quite a few houses, man. Maybe about 20 minutes from my house. And I remember driving through a couple of days later. And I could not believe the devastation, man. Houses burnt to the ground. This was after the fact. So can you just imagine the horror of these poor people, man? While they are seeing everything they've owned, everything they've built. And like I said, man, losing pets. There have been deaths reported. I can't fathom that. And it's all I've really been thinking about the last couple of days. My heart just really goes out to these people, man. These are just some of the celebrities who have lost their houses so far. Ricky Lake, Jeff Bridges, Jennifer Grey, Paris Hilton, Anthony Hopkins, John Goodman, Eugene Levy, Anna Faris, Billy Crystal, Adam Brody. And my God, I know there are people out there that, you know these are celebrities. And they have millions and millions of dollars. And I know there are some people out there that are looking at it like, well, these people were entitled. And perhaps these people had something like this coming. No. Nobody has this coming. No human being has this coming. I don't care what your fame or fortune is. Nobody deserves this. So I've been following this. I've been reading a lot about this. They're not sure of the cause of the fires. There's a lot of speculation that, you know, the homeless start fires. There's a lot of firework activity, you know, in that area. I even heard late today that people now are purposely starting fires in order for people to get evacuated so they could loot their houses. I read that today. Like more and more fires are starting. So people will have to evacuate and the thieves can move in and rob these houses. And as sick and twisted and disgusting that sounds, you and I both know, man, that very, very, very well could be a possibility. But I think the main question is, this has always been a thing, man, in California. especially in that area, man. It's always dry. It never rains. There are wildfires all the time. With that being said, my main question is, how could the governor and the mayor, how could they not be prepared for something like this? Wildfires happen all the time in that area, all the time. It is a way of life. And if you know this, how could you not be prepared for something like this? And what I mean about not being prepared is the reservoirs are empty. There is no water in the fire hydrants. And the mayor, Karen Bass, slashed $18 million from the fire department budget in this last year. $18 million. One of the things I also heard was that overtime was cut out for firemen. Overtime. Overtime. So what happens if you already put in your full work week and fires break out and they need you? The fact that this area was so underprepared for this just blows my mind. When you're living in an area, man, that literally ignites once every couple of months, man, there should be a system in place. I was watching a Joe Rogan show today that was from a couple of years ago, and he was talking to a fireman from LA, from Los Angeles, and the fireman said, one of these days, one of these fires is going to go off, and the wind's going to be blowing in a certain direction, and the winds have been blowing at about 80 miles an hour. And he said the entire city of Los Angeles could potentially be wiped out. That can happen at any time. This was somebody from the fire department. This could happen at any time. So they knew about all the risks involved. This is a way of life, man. You know, in California, I mean, you know, Florida, you know, you got the hurricanes in Florida, you know, and you're prepared for the hurricanes. You know they're going to come. Well, in LA, you got wildfires, man. You got wildfires, and they come all the time. And I would believe the last thing you want to do is slash the budget of the fire department. The last thing you want to do is for your reservoirs to go empty, your fire hydrants to not have water. You know, you have to question, man, the people that are put in charge and the decisions they make. And is there an agenda there? And the mayor of Los Angeles is a woman by the name of Karen Bass. She is LGBTQ. And there's a lot of controversy surrounding her right now. And I want to talk about that when I come back. You know, I got to tell you guys, man, you know me. You know I started listening to Stern in 1983. And I was heavily influenced by Howard Stern. He's the reason I really wanted to get into radio. And then later podcasting. he was a great influence on me, man. Great. He was a great, 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 great broadcaster. And then, man, the dude sold out. The dude went to Hollywood. He wanted A-list friends. He wanted to, support a certain political party. And if you weren't a part of that party, you were just the scum of the earth. He didn't even want you listening to him. And, I quit on Stern about 5 years ago, man. But I got to tell you, man, Megyn Kelly, wow. She speaks her mind. And it's not about what side of the fence she's on. It's about she's not afraid to voice her opinion regardless of the backlash that's going to come her way. Regardless, she doesn't back down. And right, wrong, or indifferent, man, she says what she believes. And there is an interesting article that I want to share with you, man, involving Megyn Kelly and the comments she had towards the mayor, Karen Bass. I'm going to talk about that, man, when I come back. Don't go anywhere, man. I also am going to talk about this Jerry Springer documentary on Netflix. Springer was a great, great, great influence on my writing. I have a lot to say about that doc. We're going to cover all of that when I come back. Don't go anywhere, man. Hollywood's a say, don't smile those away. He poisons the locks, but shoot at his mate. Welcome, welcome, welcome back, everybody. I am Vince Russo, and so far we've talked about the wildfires just engulfing LA and the surrounding areas. And I said, I wanted to share a piece with you out of the New York Post. And it has to do with the mayor of California. And the Los Angeles Fire Department chief. And these are comments made by Megyn Kelly on the Megyn Kelly Show. You can listen to that on Sirius XM. Megyn Kelly accuses LAFD, Los Angeles Fire Department Chief Kristen Crowley, and LA Mayor Karen Bass of putting DEI ahead of fire prevention as Palisades wildfires rage. Megyn Kelly sounded off on Los Angeles Fire Department Chief Kristen Crowley and Mayor Karen Bass, charging that the officials' preoccupation with diversity, equity, and inclusion programs distracted them from the city's fire combating duties. In recent years, LA's fire chief has made not filling the fire hydrants top priority, but diversity, Kelly said in disbelief on her show Wednesday. Diversity is at least among the top priorities of the department. So we're talking about diversity as it relates to the people that are hired and put into high-ranking government jobs. Megyn Kelly goes on. Kelly referenced reports from LA smoke eaters who said fire hydrants they were trying to tap to fight the wild flames were coming up dry as the Pacific Palisades Inferno raged uncontrollably. Who gives a shit if the fire chief is gay? I'm sorry, but who gives a flying fig about who she likes to sleep with? Can you fight the fucking fires, madam? That's the relevant question, Kelly fumed. Can you fight fires? Can you make sure there's water in the fire hydrants, Kelly added. Crowley and Bass, who was in Ghana when the devastating infernos erupted, have come under blazing criticism for their attack, lack of preparedness in handling the ongoing wildfires burning across the City of Angels. This was foreseeable, and what we are seeing, largely preventable, Kelly said at another point, underscoring local officials' flat-footed response to the disaster. The Los Angeles Fire Department had its budget slashed by Bass to the tune of $17 million in the last city budget. Bass arrived back in Los Angeles on Wednesday, refused to answer questions from a reporter about her absence and the budget cuts to the fire department. The city's ritzy Pacific Palisades neighborhood has been decimated by the fires, with nearly 16,000 acres torched and more than 1,000 structures destroyed as of Wednesday night. And when we talk about DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, man, remember this was brought up with the Secret Service and who the Secret Service was hiring when we saw the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. And we saw women on the Secret Service who looked so panicked, like they had no idea what to do. Because the reality of the situation is DEI, diversity, they wanted women in those roles. And even Megyn Kelly herself, a woman, just pointed out, man, men and women are different. They are built differently. Their anatomy is differently. Men are stronger than women. And then when it comes to just personalities, you know, feelings, the sexes are different. And I say this all the time, and you can call me whatever you want. Men do some things better than women, and women do some things better than men. Men and women are not equal. Like I said, man, on an anatomy and physiology level alone, women do not have the bone structure and the muscle mass of a man. And again, you know, like I said, just personal traits. You know, are men as nurturing as women? Can men raise a child the same way a woman can? You know, I believe men have certain gifts, women have certain gifts. And that's why I think, you know, a combination of the two is the perfect pair. I believe that's why I've been married for 41 years. Me and my wife fit together like a puzzle. I bring to the table what she can't. She brings to the table what I can't. I know there are things she can do that I can do. She knows there are things that I can do that she can't do. So when we're looking for diversity, what's the point, man? We're looking for diversity for the point of just being diverse? For what? Like, why? I don't understand that. You want equality when men and women are not created equal? They're completely different specimens. And now you're putting people in high-ranking jobs and very important government jobs that may not be qualified for those jobs. For diversity, equity, and inclusion. And again, man, we saw that with the Secret Service. And now it looks like we may be seeing it here as well. But man, the fire chief, Karen Bass, they're going to be in some hot water, man. They're going to have to answer to why they made the decision they did. I was watching a Corolla just yesterday, and he was talking about, bro, 3 weeks ago we had to evacuate. Just 3 weeks ago. In other words, this happens all the time. And you've got to be prepared for something like this. And again, man, these people, man, losing their houses, losing loved ones, losing pets, losing personal belongings, things that cannot be replaced because some unqualified people made some really, really bad decisions. Somebody's got to be held responsible. Guys, I want to tell you about a docuseries I watched on Netflix last night. It's only two parts. It is very short. And it is called Fights, Camera, and Action. And it is the story of the Jerry Springer Show. Now, guys, I told you all the time, man, when Ed Ferrara and myself were writing The Attitude Era, we were writing it at my house, the two of us, and on in the background was the Jerry Springer Show. Jerry Springer was so popular at the time that it would be on from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on one channel, 10 to 11 on a different channel, 11 to 12 on another channel. It would play for like three straight hours in the morning, different shows on different channels. That's how hot it was. And Ed and I were heavily influenced by this show. And I've said that all the time because it was chaos. It was conflict. It was fighting. It was arguing. It was drama. It was everything that a television audience loves to watch. It's if you want today's equivalent, you're looking at the housewife shows. And you know how many of those there have been. People love conflict. People love controversy. People love fighting. People love arguing. People love drama. People love yelling. They love that. They love it. It's compelling. I talked about, you know, the Stern Show earlier today. Bro, the best thing about the Stern Show, and any Stern fan will tell you this, was the arguing within Stern's staff. That was the best part of the show. The arguing, the fights, the finger pointing. People love that. You know, it's almost like that just really gets down to like the primal instinct. Like animals. You know, when you see those videos of animals fighting, you got to watch. You know that. Kangaroos beating the shit out of each other. You got to watch that. That's like primal instinct. That's like at our very, very bottom base. There's no intellect. There's no intelligence involved in that at all. It is just good, clean, controversy. And that's what America loves. No question about that, man. Watch the news. The juiciest headline, man, always takes the news all the time. The you know, headlines in sports, I mean, headlines in what's going on in entertainment. You know, the situation with Blake Lively and her co-host right now on, you know, It Ends With Us, that I will talk about on one of these shows. People love that stuff, man. They eat it up. They eat it up. It's exciting, man. It really is exciting. And the Springer Show tapped into that. And they were really able to take advantage of that. And the executive producer of the show, my God, reminds me so much of myself. And his name was Richard Dominic, and he's all over this series. He basically says, is it our fault or is it the fault of the audience that wants it? They clearly want it, and we're giving it to them. Where, you know, they're the customer. We're the business. We're the production company. And we are producing a show that they clearly want. So is the heat on us or is the heat on the people that demand it and are watching it and are sending the ratings through the roof? And I used to say that about the Attitude Era all the time. I'm not writing a show for Vince Russo. I'm not writing a show I like. I'm writing a show for the masses. I'm writing a show where I can get the greatest amount of people to tune in to watch this show. That's what I'm writing. That is what they want. So who's responsible here? The people that want it or the people that are delivering it? And I want to come back, man. I'm going to talk a little bit more about what Richard Dominic said about the ratings, the networks. And I'm also going to talk to you about a meeting I actually had with Richard Dominic back in the day. Don't go anywhere, guys. I'm going to be back right after this. I am back, everybody, and I thank you for sticking with me. Remember, man, we dropped a brand new Coach and Bro show today with me and Jonathan Coachman. You can get it right here where you're getting this podcast. Guys, if you like me and you're a fan of the show, man, I've got two platforms. Russo'sBrand.com, man. It's $4.95 a month. You get many, many shows all week long with many different people. And then we got Patreon.com/RussoTWC. Those tiers start at $3 a person. $3 a month, man. 75 cents a week, bro. Patreon.com/RussoTWC. If you've never been a member, you can go there right now and get a free week. Take advantage. In this documentary, man, Fights, Camera, Action, Richard Dominic talks about the networks and ratings. Period. That's what it's all about. All the networks want are ratings. And today, that is no different when it comes to networks, when it comes to cable, when it comes to streaming. It's all about ratings and getting as many people to watch as possible. That is the bottom line. That is all they care about. And, you know, Richard Dominic talked about the pressure of knowing if you don't deliver those ratings, you don't have a job. So how do you deliver those ratings, man? You give the people what they want. You give the people what they want. You don't decide for them. You give them what they want. And like I said, man, people have a primal instinct. And, you know, back then it was Springer. Today it's the housewives of New Jersey, New York, Honolulu, Kentucky, wherever the housewives are from. It's the same thing, man. People love conflict. And if they want conflict, man, give them conflict. There were a lot of things, man, though, with this show where the producers at the Springer show, man, crossed the line a couple of times. They really crossed the line a couple of times. I don't think I was guilty of that to the point that a lot of these producers were. These producers did some severe damage to some of the guests on the show. I'm talking about mentally. A death even occurred out of one of these shows. I did not know about that. I knew about the sexual escapades of Springer, which is covered in this show. I did not know about the death of one of the guests on the show. And, you know, the producers admit to crossing the line, and sometimes they went a little bit too far. I don't think I did that in the wrestling forum. I really don't think I did. But I got to tell you, man, it was an honor for me to be able to sit in on a meeting with Richard Dominic. And how that came about was we were so hot at the time that Dominic's production company, they wanted to be in business with us. They wanted to do something with us. So this was a brainstorming session of trying to develop shows and ideas that we could do together. I remember, man, one of the ideas was for like Mick Foley to be like a Judge Judy. That was one of the ideas that we discussed. Think about the hilarity of that. But yeah, man, the shows were very, very similar to the point that Richard Dominic wanted to meet with us. And, you know, we sat in a room. I was there. He was there. Kevin Dunn was there. Vince was probably there. And we just spitballed some ideas. It never went any further than that. But, yeah, it was a highlight for me. But you got to listen to Richard Dominic, man. This is a guy that knows television inside and out. And so many times, man, in the wrestling industry, you hear ratings don't matter. Ratings don't matter. Ratings don't matter. Bullshit. To this day, ratings matter. If ratings didn't matter, then why would they put ratings out? Why would they put them out? You know, they couldn't get those WWE Netflix numbers out quick enough. Why would they put them out if they didn't matter? They absolutely matter, man. Absolutely. And man, when you listen to Richard Dominic, these are the things I've been saying for decades. And it's so refreshing to hear somebody else say it, especially somebody that was as successful as him. So I encourage you, man, you want to see a good docuseries. It's short, man. It's only two parts. Check it out. Fights, camera, action. The Jerry Springer Show. Guys, I want to thank you for joining me. Again, man, help me out by going to Patreon. Get that free week, man. Patreon.com/RussoTWC. Guys, please say a prayer, man, for all those people out on the West Coast, in the Palisades, Los Angeles area that have been just devastated by these fires, and what they've lost is tragic. And please, man, have them in your thoughts, have them in your prayers, because I say this all the time, man, we are in this together, man. We are all in this together, and we need to stick together, and we should never ever forget that. You know why? Because one of these days, you are going to need them. That is it, everybody. Another episode of Vince Russo Before My Head Explodes. Man, thank you so much for joining me. I'll see you next week. Hollywood.
Hollywood says, say those smiles away.